590 WKZO and a good Saturday morning over the garden fence with your host, garden expert Andy Waddell. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist and Garden Center, located right there at Newell and 12th. Joining us in the studio to answer your comments and questions, Andy Waddell.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. Beautiful morning outside.
It is. It's got a little construction on the 131, if you...
Well, yeah, a little project there at West Main. You know.
Gee whiz. Flagman stopped me. I almost didn't make it here. So, yeah, it is nice weather. And maybe around the home, we can work inside with Greg and outside with Waddell's today, with some of those timely tips. So, you mind getting our hands dirty?
I say, let's dig right in.
You bet. Hey, thank you, everybody. And thanks for joining us today on a beautiful day. And like Tim said, what a week. What a blessed week with this incredible weather. The fall colors are starting to turn now. The days are shorter. Great sleeping weather. And super good gardening weather. So let's dig in and get some hands dirty this morning, get some gardening stuff done so we can button up the outside projects for this winter. And pretty soon that first frost is going to come on, and I don't want to put the spin on cold, but it's going to come. So, number one, maybe want to get a pen and paper today. We're going to go through a lot of things today that would be beneficial to do before that first snowflake flies. So I am, number one, sure going to try to practice what I preach. But I'm going to try to put Repelix down on the lawn soon, for the forecast is actually calling for a mild winter. The milder winter can make those moles work on ruining the lawn underneath the snow because the ground isn't frozen, and the moles, shrews, field mice, chipmunks, ground squirrels can all be busy destroying plants, lawn, and more. Just driving by, you can see the big mounds where the moles have come up is kind of embarrassing. So take care of it now when that snow flies. That way that Repelix is down. Repelix is also something that will have immediate results. So if you want to put your grub control down in June or early July, and you could do Repelix right now. Number two, snow mold in the yard can be a real issue for some folks over the winter. Snow mold is actually the result of usually a east or a north side snowbank. They pile up, and underneath that snow, it kind of mats or smashes the grass or gives a molding effect. Late fall feeding with Lawn Max or the Max Lawn Fall Fertilizer would be definitely a suggestion to do. And then the second thing to help on snow mold is setting, that's number three, setting the mower blades lower as the winter approaches. What you're doing is you're going to be cutting the stalk of the grass shorter, forcing more spring blades or the top of the grass to come, therefore filling out the lawn better. But that comes into number four, sharpen the mower blades first. Don't try to scalp the lawn. A lot of times I'll see where I can tell when our mower is dull because it almost gives a split end effect to the tips of the grass. It's almost a wispiness, almost a shearing. It's not been cut off. It's just kind of been mangled. So sharpen the mower blades. Again, don't scalp the lawn. Don't set the mower blades down, but try to get that blade down as close as you can to help on the improvement on the lawn. Working on our house, sealing it up after listening to Greg Crawford from Around the Home. Last year we had a deck, and I helped a builder put on a deck around the house. And to put the header board on, the 2x8 alongside the house to put the deck on first, he cut out the old siding. And cut out the siding, the lath, the old brick siding, leaving gaping holes under the siding when I opened it up to repair it. But lo and behold, those gaping holes, earwigs, just a few, but the Asian ladybug and the box elder bug came pouring out by the dozens, if not hundreds. And that's only what I could see. So home defense around the yard creates a barrier, can be sprayed onto the siding of the house with usually not much colorant or effects to the staining of the house, but check first. Go ahead and spray a chunk out back. Make sure you're not ruining the siding, but go ahead and all around the barrier, all around the base of the house and the foundations would sure be a help, because those little bugs are going to try to start getting in now it's going to be cold. Number six, reset your mouse traps. At Waddell's, we have a great defense called Snap Trap. And one snap, and it's ready to go. I've been using peanut butter with birdseed, but Jason said the other day, if you're maybe not having good luck, you know, Tim, it's kind of like a buffet. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. After a while, I don't like shrimp anymore. He suggested trying butter. Oh. So seems to be quite a hit with his mice lately. So number seven, time to clean out the bird feeders. Don't clean them out with bleach. Clean them out with warm water and rinse them, and like with dish soap, try to get the rancid smell out. And a lot of times the birds, yes, old seed, they won't come to that, but first and foremost, they won't come to a smell of an old feeder. Number eight, speaking of our feathered friends, plan or plant for your feathered friends right now. Actually, you'll be the hit of the neighborhood birds for all those birds by planting a food plant. Food plants are for forage when you can't be there, like viburnum, quince, privets, crabs, hawthorn, ornamental pear, and many, many more. So that'd be a way that you maybe couldn't always get out to the bird feeder when the snow is really deep. You've got some fruit on those plants that the birds can enjoy during the winter. Also, number nine, plant for coverage. Groups of evergreens will actually attract groups of birds looking for coverage or cover. Serbian spruce, Norway spruce, Colorado spruce, Black Hills spruce, cedars and arborvitaes, hemlocks and upright junipers all make a nice draw and also make some nice coverage in the winter and also in the spring when they're starting to mate and have the next family. Next on our list, I guess I skipped one, number nine or number 10, either one, need to plan. Maybe it's time. Scratching your head? Those shrubs finally need to come out? That tree finally is rubbing on the house too long? Is that plant just not doing what you thought? Maybe you need to call Mary Eckert. Mary Eckert is our landscape designer and works year-rounds on plans. Remodel, curb appeal for resale, the backyard getaway. A famous one recently, Tim, my new neighbors. One neighbor had had probably 20 years plus of looking right into a woods. Ooh. Now they have looking right into the neighbor's bathroom. Huh? So, oops, nice builder.
Uh-huh.
How about the new pool, the new hot tub? All those needs, ideas, maybe just a new appeal. Newer varieties of plants. Well, we can help. In those consultation and a walkthrough at the store in-house is always free. We'd love to walk and talk and bring your ideas, bring your camera, your phone in, and let's see what's next on your list. Or we'd be happy to come out to the house, see what the shade lines are, see what the sun is, the egress windows, the power boxes, all the future areas to design or help install. We can go little or big, whatever you'd like. Next on our list is plant shade trees. Plant fruit trees. Plant shrubs and evergreens right now rather than, you got it, rather than in spring. We've been having some hot summers. This summer was very blessed in our moisture, but a lot of years plants can't get rooted in fast enough. But right now, the plants are going dormant, but the roots didn't. So the top continues to slow down, but those roots continue to grow. So the great way to start on something that could be in your yard. Number 11, get your tropicals in soon, everybody. Plants that are not hardy and that maybe are setting on the porch or the back deck really need to get some systemic insect granulars from floral department and get them sprayed down before coming inside before that first heavy frost. No reason to bring in all those bugs on the last night when it's like, I'm laughing at myself, 10 o'clock at night and you realize there's a frost when you're watching the 10 o'clock news and you're running outside to grab the bougainvillea or diplodenia that needs to come inside the house. So Number 12, tropicals in the ground like taro, elephant ear, tuberous roses, callas, cannas all need to be dug up soon and laid like on a picnic table or in the garage floor on newspapers. Allow plenty of time for them to dry, pruning back all the brown foliage once the plant is withered back and then can be stored in loose peat moss in like bulb crates or bushel baskets during the winter. Moisten up the peat moss before you set it in and allows those plants to overwinter very nicely. Number 13, how about oiling up the large tools? Shovels, rakes, hoes. That way in the spring they're not all rusty. And how about bringing in the small ones that you don't use, like the hand pruners, the loppers, the saws, and put them by the downstairs so you can work on them in the winter and change out the blades. And we have a sharpening service with Don Kavner at Waddell's, so sometime in the off season, get all your pruners, bring them in, mark them, and we, very reasonable price, we'll sharpen those and get them back to you. Number 14, plant bulbs now for spring encouragement. A little work now is a huge payoff later, next spring. Definitely. Dig, drop, and done. So I have a couple more pages of stuff, Tim, if you want to take a little breather.
Okay.
Stuff that just needs to be pertinent on this time of year. It's a beautiful day today, but that snowflakes are coming.
All right. We'll get back to that list coming up in just a little bit. We'll check in with the WKZO.com newsroom, get an update there, get you updated on that AccuWeather forecast as well. 55 degrees right now in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo news as you need it at WKZO.com. Check back often so you don't miss a thing.
Spring flowering bulbs from Waddell's are so easy to grow and provide some of the most beautiful blooms of the season. Now is the ideal time to plant bulbs for gorgeous spring color. Some favorite spring bloomers that are on sale this week include tulips, grape hyacinths, allium, and scilla. Scilla siberica are some of the earliest flowers you see in the spring and bloom in the bluest of blue. This week, get 25 scilla bulbs for just $6.25. If it's tulips you're craving, get some rainbow tulip bulbs. They come in a mix of five colors and are on sale this week at $7.50 for 25 bulbs. Another favorite that's on sale is allium gladiator. Allium Gladiator has a soft, softball-sized purple flower on strong 3 to 4 foot tall stems. Spring blooming bulbs are easy to plant and give so much beauty. Early blooming crocus, snowdrops, extra large pride tulips, tiny tete-a-tete narcissus. The possibilities are endless. To get ideas for your spring garden, stop by Waddell's today at 1115 when Niels Mulder, a bulb expert from the Netherlands, will present a free seminar on bulb color combinations. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
590 WKZO, sunshine this morning, maybe a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm around this afternoon, a high of 76, and that lingering shower or two this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy night, low of 49, 55 right now in Kalamazoo at 590 WKZO. Traveling around town, especially around the campus area, just getting underway here a little bit ago was the 5K run and walk, part of the Campus Classic. Then, of course, for those folks who are registered up for the alumni family and friends tailgate party, that's going to be getting at 11 o'clock. Of course, the big game, all part of homecoming as Western Michigan takes on Buffalo. Kickoff set for there, 2 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, you can catch all the action with Robin Hook on Z96.5 FM. And, of course, we have Michigan State coming up for you in just a little while as they take on Indiana. 590 WKZO, once again, 55 degrees. Joining us in the studio for this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence, your host, Andy Waddell.
Go Broncos.
That's right.
So, yeah, they're playing Buffalo today. So let's
playing Buffalo.
Let's hope they can pull off a win.
Oh, that would make an awesome homecoming.
It would. So, you know, everybody, I've just been rattling off stuff that you need to do today, and I'm making your honey-do list, and I'm sorry to the dads, and I'm sorry to the moms that are writing stuff down, but a lot of this got to get done before that winter flies. So let's dig in, and I'd love to take some calls if you want. Otherwise, let's start on number 15, spent perennials. Perennials need to be cut back soon. Spent flower heads and brown foliage needs to be cut back down to the ground. Let the mother plant start to encourage new growth. And I'd suggest feeding with a half cup steamed bone meal and 1 cup of Spoma plant tone around each perennials and scuff it in. rake it in and maybe even water it in and make sure it gets set in around that plant. Number 16 is feed trees now that the fall color is coming. Go ahead and go around the drip line of the tree. And I'll go back real fast. Have you seen your maples seed out real heavy? I bet you have. Our sugar maple is loaded with seeds, and they usually don't seed out real heavy. That plant got stressed last year. Then it's got really dry in the last month. So with a tree that might have not been fed in the last couple of years, go around the drip line where the rain would fall and bore holes in the ground with the little earth augers that we sell and put half cup to 3/8 cup in each hole of a Spoma tree tone every 2 feet, every hole, all the way around that drip line. But the tree hasn't been done lately. Go ahead and move in 50% and do a second row. So we could take a call and then go back to our list.
All right, that we will. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Jake calling in this morning. Good morning. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, Jake, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How can I be of help today?
Well, I planted some tomatoes, some early girl tomatoes earlier this summer, and had really horrible luck. They've gotten eaten up, you know, a few times, but they keep on fighting back and regrowing.
Good man.
And the tomatoes that are on there now, there are some that are just fighting to turn, but they've just been green and green and green forever. And I'm wondering, if this late in the season, is there any hope for them now? Or is it pretty much just, should I just toss these plants?
You know what? Go ahead.
Or are they just going to just stop maturing at this stage of the game?
Pretty soon, Jake, when that tomato realizes it's going to start turning cold and it doesn't warm up good enough, that plant starts withering and going back. But the tomatoes that are on there, let's try to encourage. The next week, it doesn't look like that bad of weather. Get out any foliage off that tomato so that tomato might be shown into the sunlight a little bit more. And if it starts cooling down, pick all those green tomatoes and stick them in a window. My grandmother used to line them up, or my mom would line them up along the windows, and that way turn them every couple days, and no, they won't all mature like if they were out in the sunshine, but at least you get that green tomato not frosted. Once you get one hard frost on that tomato, being a succulent, foliage and fruit, it's pretty much shot. Okay?
They still will turn, even just picked and put in the sunlight for a few days?
Oh, yeah. A lot of times you can pick them green, and even in the summer, they'll turn for us a little bit. You don't always have to pick them bright red. You could put them on picnic table or somewhere where you know that maybe you could keep an eye on them outside, and then if it does get really, you know, gets a cold night, bring them inside to the into the house and stick them in a west or a south window.
All right, well, it's good to know there's still hope for them, because they've been green for a while, and I was just kind of wondering, well, maybe there's just not enough. Maybe they just know it's time, and they're done. But
and I know you're not alone, Jake, with tomatoes. People had some struggles this year. You had a cool season, then you had a lot of wet, and yes, tomatoes like moisture, but then it never got really hot. And so, yes, it got a few days, but tomatoes really did, a lot of them struggled this year, so you're not alone.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, Jake. You bet.
I appreciate the call. Jake, 590 WKZO. We'll continue on more with your phone calls and with Andy following a check of local news. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. 590 WKZO.
Widell's, your all-season garden center, has just received fresh shipments of colorful plants waiting to brighten your outdoor living area. Get a six-pack of pansy plants in your choice of many gorgeous colors for just $2.49. Check out the fresh shipment of chrysanthemums. Mums are extra hardy and produce a neat round dome of flowers in sunny yellow, eye-catching white, rosy red, and fall bronze colors. Widell's has an assortment of sizes, large, extra large, and the supersize in a decorative pot. A great choice for fall planting are sedum plants. Perennial sedums come in your choice of over a dozen varieties. Another beauty to plant now for autumn color are beautiful flowering cabbage and kale plants and ornamental Swiss chard plants. They're all just $3.69 each. It's also the time to put in ornamental grasses. tall or short, blue, green, or burgundy, with seed heads or without, ornamental grasses add an interesting look to your landscape. Enjoy your gardens to the fullest with beautiful quality plants and helpful information from the experts at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
In the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. A 29-year-old Kalamazoo man who repeatedly tried to force a public safety officer's cruiser off the road by swerving and nearly hitting it was taken to the Kalamazoo County Jail this week. It happened on Friday morning in the 1100 block of South Park. A public safety officer was northbound when she noticed the car tailgating her vehicle and then suddenly swerving right at it. When the man was arrested, meth was found in his vehicle. The federal government shutdown's proving there are some people in Michigan who don't know the difference between Congress and the state legislature. A slew of state lawmakers are getting angry phone calls demanding they get back to work and start negotiating with President Barack Obama to end the shutdown. A spokesperson for the state House Speaker says they're just explaining to those voters that they're calling the wrong place. And a Wexford County woman's being given 3 months in jail for locking her four kids in a minivan during her work shift at a fast food restaurant. 34-year-old Penny Cates was also given 2 months credit for time already served. In the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm Andrew Green.
WKZO.com, AccuWeather Forecast.
Patchy fog this morning, otherwise clouds and sunshine today with a shower or thunderstorm for the afternoon, a high of 76. Brief shower or two in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, a low of 49. Then cooler tomorrow and Monday with partly to mostly sunny skies, a high tomorrow 66, a high of 64 on Monday. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Courtney Spamer.
Get AccuWeather anytime at WKZO.com.
Now would be a good time to dress up landscape plantings with fresh mulch from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. And this week, all bulk soils and mulches are 10% off. For lasting beauty and durability for your landscape settings, get cedar mulch. Save $3 per cubic yard this week. Need something with a little more color? Both red-dyed and mocha brown bulk mulches are on sale. Save $3 per cubic yard. Waddell's also has double-ground hardwood mulch for just $19.79 per cubic yard. Another favorite for dressing up landscapes and for surrounding water features is River Rock. Waddell's River Rock is just $34.97 per cubic yard. Also on sale now is bulk garden compost soil. Garden compost is a rich blend of organic matter ready for perennial gardens, lawn seeding, and landscape plants. It's on sale for $26.99 per cubic yard. And wouldn't it be nice to have your mulch brought to you? Just ask Waddell's friendly staff to set up a convenient date to have your mulch delivered to your home or business. Get your bulk landscape products all 10% off now at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
590 WKZO, as we continue with this morning's edition of Over the Garden Fence. Comments and questions for Andy. Phone lines are open for you, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. I have a question for you as well, but I'll hang on to it so we can get to Janet first. She's calling in from Mended. Good morning, Janet. You're on 590 WKZO.
Hey, hi. Janet. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
My husband and I just planted some Everbear strawberries.
Uh-huh.
We put them on a circular bed and a raised circular bed.
Yes, ma'am.
And what procedure should we do for the winter months?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? You're hitting a good time to feed. Strawberries are going dormant very soon, and you could do some Espoma plant tone. Would be great on those. And I would say probably every maybe 6 or 8 foot, you could do a pound worth of the Espoma plant tone. And then I like to use, Janet, straw around them. And it sounds funny, but straw actually, when it's froze, the mulch keeps the ground froze. And when it thaws, it thaws. But strawberries hate freeze-thaw, freeze-thaw. They upheave. And when you are after that fertilizer goes in and a couple weeks can be that plants can be put to bed with like bales of straw, just top dressing them. You could leave the little crowns a little open, but on the sides of them, I would heal them up a little bit. If you didn't want to use like the Espoma plant tone, like composted cow manure would also be another one that you could put along the sides of the row for a top dressing. Would be very nice just so it was aged compost. I like the Espoma, Janet, because it doesn't burn. It's good for all types of fruits and vegetables and trees and shrubs. It's a very versatile, and it's basically 90% of it's an organic, and so it has no burning effect on it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Janet. Let's go to Fred calling in from Cooper Township. Good morning, Fred. You're on 590 WKZO.
Good morning out there.
Hey, Fred.
I want to plant some blueberries at my place, and I want to know what I need to do. It's just a small, you know, for home use there, not a big plantation, but I want to know what I can do to prep the ground. I know that they take a little different ground than normal vegetable gardens and fruit trees.
They do. What I do is my best luck in my garden right now, our garden, is the blueberries. I dug a trough, Fred, and I took out all the soil, and I didn't throw it away, but I spread it all on the garden. And then I took my trough and I filled it with bales of peat moss. The bales of peat is a sphagnum acid-loving base of a soil that is very good for the peat, for that blueberry. They love peat bogs. They love that wet ground, and that peat will hold the moisture. But number two, the blueberries love the acidity, and that peat bales come in usually about 5.5 to 6, 5 to 5.5 on a pH scale of 7 being neutral, very acidic, and I would think that would be great to prep a area. My trough that I dug was probably 2 feet wide by about maybe 12 to 15 inches deep. And then when I did that, I also threw in some composted cow manure and let that set down for the winter. And that way, when you're planting the blueberries in the spring, make sure you do one or two or more of varieties. Fred, you need cross-pollinators, so don't just get Blue Ray or Blue Crop. Get both.
Okay, and okay. You sell those varieties at your store out there?
Oh, yeah. We sell 8 or 10 varieties, and you do need cross-pollinators. And pick some that would have, like, a late June, early July, and then maybe have some that might be a July and August. And that way you'd have cross-pollinators and have a couple different kinds of fruit.
Oh, perfect combination. Well, thank you, sir. I'll do all that.
All right, Fred. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate the call, Fred. 590 WKZO. We'll be right back.
It's time you enjoy your landscape more than the deer, rabbits, and moles do. Widell's Garden Center has Repelix, the 100% natural weapon you need to chase away those uninvited four-legged guests. Repelix is designed to give your bulbs, shrubs, lawn, and fruit trees maximum protection. Keep burrowing critters like moles from tearing up your landscape by applying Repelix Root Saver Mole Repellent. It comes in an easy-to-use hose and sprayer bottle and in a dry formula. Both varieties are on sale this week. If it's deer and rabbits that are giving you fits, spray valuable plants and protect tasty trees, shrubs, and flowers now with Repelix Deer and Rabbit Repellent. All sizes are on sale this week at Widell's. There's even a Bulb Saver ready-to-use formula especially made to protect your bulbs during the winter months. To learn how easy it is to prevent critter damage to your lawn and landscape, stop by Widell's today at 10 for a free seminar by Repelix rep James Dalton. Get the Repelix products you need to give your valuable landscape plants maximum protection at Widell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
590 WKZO, Mark in Otsego has a question for you, Andy.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. How can I be of help today?
I kind of had a surprise this fall in my dad's old apple orchard. It's pretty much overgrown, you know.
Yeah.
You know, all the apples are good for is the deer horses. But, well, we noticed a pear tree in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this pear tree is probably about 20 feet high.
Yes, sir.
Right around there. Okay, and it's kind of got a couple of trees on two sides of it.
Yes, sir.
So everything's just growing on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there anything I can do to help this pear tree? Do I trim it? Do I cut some other trees down? And I'd really love to transplant it, but it's a little too big now.
Yeah. Mark, my thoughts are the trees around it, if they are less valuable to you than that pear tree, my first thing would be to remove those other trees. Number two, then, on that tree, now that it's 20 foot tall, you might want to do both. Remove those trees, but then prune the pear so maybe you can start taking a shape. So the other side that's been hidden from shade or competition from that tree will start filling in. Your timing to do that is almost perfect. When that fruit drops and the foliage drops, you could do a November prune or you could do a March prune. But that way you can take some of that 20 foot or so pear tree, maybe cut it back to 12 or 15, and that way some of that side will fill in a little better once you remove those other trees, if you can, if it's possible.
Okay, I see.
You open up that plant a little more, you're going to see the plant breathe better, and it'll probably take shape a lot better.
Okay, yeah, because it doesn't get any sun on that one side at all.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe now's the time to decide if you got to remove those other trees, remove them, and then take a shape on your pear tree once that foliage drops or early March.
Yeah, we got a real good fruit off of it this year.
Nice, yeah.
It really came out this year. That's probably why we haven't seen it in the past.
Yeah, probably just gets hidden and amongst the orchard being a little more overgrown and didn't happen to notice it, and probably came about with the heat and the drought last summer. That's how the fruit came on probably so heavy this year. So,
right.
Yeah, good luck on that pear.
All right, thank you.
All right.
All right, appreciate the call, Mark, and that pretty much wraps it up for today. And, oh, I hate to say it, for the season.
Yeah, it comes really fast. It does. I want to thank all my all our guests at WKZO and everybody listening. And can I make a little side note?
Absolutely.
You bet. I just love to say my last note, take time for a son and daughter, a grandchild, or friend. Get them into the fun of hobby and of gardening. Start young. There's so many things to compete with a child's mind. Show them how to have fun. It's rewarding, and it is. Start by planting a tree. And tell them it's their tree and watch it grow. Maybe plant a fruit tree and they can harvest. They can see the fruit down the road. Plant some tulips together so they can see the beautiful results. Let them push the spreader of grass seed so they can see it come up in a few weeks. Help them fill the bird feeder so they can see the results with all the pretty feathered friends. So I just hope you all had a successful gardening season. Wish you all a safe and enjoyable winter. May God bless you and your travels, and see you all in March.
All right, thank you very much, Andy. 590 WKZO. Ron Weiser, financial planner, 945.